Hi, everybody. Welcome to When the Pads Come Off, brought to you by Steelers Nation Unite. I'm Missy Matthews with our special guest today, Stefan Tuitt.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. And we got some comfy chairs.
Yeah, no, they're really nice.
And we're not talking about football today. We're talking about your cooking.
Oh, awesome.
How did you get started in this?
I always loved to cook. I was the oldest of four boys, so I had to be the one that stayed at home. And my mom had to work. That's when I first started cooking. And then ever since then, that's what I fell in love with it.
All right, you were nice enough to let our video cameras follow you. Tell us where you went this summer and what you took part in.
I went to Chicago, and it's called Glencoe, Chicago. My best friend from Notre Dame, he lives there, and we have this rib contest every year. It started, like, probably when I was in college, and I went to his house, and his dad is a big-time cook, but his dad is an Italian cook. So he makes nothing but Italian food the whole time. Just everything is Italian. Everything is meatballs, lasagna, it's all sort of stuff. But he thinks he's a great cook, which he really is, because he makes great desserts. But I told him one day, I said, no, I feel like I could make great ribs. I feel like I could beat you on it. And so ever since then, he was like, no, get out of here. So you know how Italians are. They kind of, you know what I mean? They're real feisty. So the next thing you know, he's like, yeah, you want to have a rib cook-off? I was like, yes, let's do it. So the next year after that, we come in, we have this big old thing. At first, it wasn't so big. We probably had like 40 people at that time. And we just came in. Everybody had the same amount of racks from the same store. And we just made our ribs, and I won. He was lost. He lost it. He was devastated. It took him a long time. And then every year, throughout that year, 365 days into the next one, we send texts about where our trophy is, where we took it, you know, all the vacation trips that we went on with it and marriage proposals that we had with it and everything. But yeah, this past year, when you watched the video, something else happened. So kind of
all right, don't sad. Give it away. Don't give it away. All right, let's take a look at the video right now.
Such a beautiful day outside. Ready to take this road trip. Rib off, Chicago City. Big do it to it coming for you. See, I have a secret. It's something that most Steelers fans and even some of my teammates don't know about me. And that secret is I'm a cook. And a pretty damn good one too. I enjoy cooking all sorts of food, but especially barbecue. For the past 4 years, I have been participating in a rib off competition. How did it start? Back when I was in college at Notre Dame. I became good friends with my best friend who was a mascot, Johnny Romano. His dad, Michael, is a big time cook and chef in his neighborhood. I started talking to Michael, just chef to chef one day. I told him I could beat him in a rib off. And that's how the rib off was born. The first 2 years I won. The third year, he got me. Now, I need to get my title back. First thing first, I gotta get my spices at the Giant Eagle Market District. Now, I can't tell you guys my secret recipe. That's the secret. So your spices have to be one of the best spices. And that flavor hit your mouth, it's like Katy Perry, fireworks. Yes, I got what I need from Giant Eagle Market District. And I'll see you guys in Chicago.
I feel like we have ribs once a month. And there's little tweaks here and there. Just what do you think of this, that, sweet, spicy. This is really crazy. This is my first time here.
It says best ribs. And if you could see on the side, if you could focus in right there. Romano, Michael Romano, 2016.
I'm sorry, what are the first two names say?
And it's going to stay there.
Oh, can you let go of the thumb?
Stefan came over when he was only in college and said that he was a good cook. Didn't believe him, so we had a little barbecue, and he says, oh, I gotta beat you, Mr. Romano. So we said, okay, we'll have a rib off.
Now, last year there was some suspicious judging. I only came in second place, but Stefan was very disappointed because he wasn't expecting this one out of left field.
They took my baby away from me. Looking at it every day, that was an empty spot and a hole in my heart. But I'm getting my trophy back. And this year is the year.
I'm thinking of wearing it, but I'm not sure.
It'll throw them off.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you had a 91 on that. Do you see how legit this is?
This is legit.
Everything's chaos. That's all I have to say. Everything is just chaotic. I want Stefan to really focus. He's currently on the golf course right now.
While you were playing all day,
I was actually working. You can see that it's a perfect temperature of 240 degrees. And it's on there for 2 hours.
I got this.
Right here, you have a Doa Toy seasoning right here. I had it basically sit in my special sauce that I have it sit in overnight so the meat can suck up all that moisture. I put the winning ribs spices together and rubbed them on, and now I'm about to put them on the grill.
Yeah, yep.
Our team is the Slap Daddies. To make the barbecue rib, you got to make the barbecue sauce, and we make it with apples, and we make it with our homemade beer, which is the Cousins Summer Ale, marinated in an apple brine. And then this morning, we started smoking this with an apple cedar wood.
You know, we're a little intimidated by Stefan, to be honest. I hear he's a really good football player. I know he can break ribs. Let's just see if he can make ribs.
That trophy belongs to somebody else this year, and that somebody's me.
Definitely a runaway favorite. Probably going to be C. It is time to tally. In fourth place, Rib A, Mr. Conley. Third place, Rib D, Michael Romano. Fourth place, Rib C.
This player.
Mayo.
That was good. You had it. I knew you had it. You did have a good one.
I thought I was the last place.
You did have a good one. You did.
Stefan won twice, and then when I won, I just couldn't believe it. So I honestly, because everybody was saying they were looking for something different, but I was just so excited and just to be part of this, and you know, just being able to win a rib contest and have my name on that trophy forever is big. So thank you very much.
Executive chef is Cheesecake Factory, and you know what you expect. You know, he knew how to make things and blend things together, and he had a smoky flavor to his ribs that people like. So. A lot of people said that my sauce and my texture was nice, but they like that smoky flavor. And I disagree. You know, a lot of people say they like mine, that mine was good, but you know, what can you say? It was a close battle, and got to get back in the kitchen, get better. You know, right now I got focused on football and, you know, just move on from there.
Well, looks like you guys had a lot of fun despite not winning. I'm sorry. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. We're going to try to figure out a way for him not to come back.
All right. You already explained to us earlier what got you started in cooking, but was it difficult at first to get the hang of it?
Yes, it was. And a lot of people don't know, I made ribs over like 200 times. I made a lot of ribs in my life before I ever found like my little recipe I have for it. And I still make ribs to this day and make critiques to it and different spices that I taste throughout the world when I go to it that I think I may add to my rib that I like.
All right. Do you remember the first dish that you tried to cook and how it ended up?
My first dish was, well, if you want to say eggs and stuff, that's what I first started off with. But my rice was actually my first one. My mom told me to make rice, right? And I always saw her how she made rice. You know, you put the water in, you put the rice in. So I thought you make it like mac and cheese. You know, you put the macaroni in and get all tender, and you just dump the water out. So I ended up making risottos kind of because it was so
mushy.
But it wasn't a good risotto. It was like a bad risotto. So that was my first dish.
Didn't go so well.
It didn't go so well. My brothers looked at me and we just ate hot dogs that night.
All right, besides ribs, because that's probably your answer, what is your favorite thing to cook?
Like I said, I love ribs. I love steaks. I love, like, my new type of cut of meat is fillets now. I love filet mignons now to try to make those just because it's smaller now and tender and juicy. I love porterhouses still, big time. I like trying to make, like, unique, different type of things. So, like I'm on the stuff of, like, trying to make, like, pate and stuff like that. Just trying to grow and just trying to challenge myself.
Branching out, yeah. I like it. All right, who is the better cook, you or your fiance?
Definitely me. But she makes some bomb chicken breasts. So I thought that was like, you know, I thought that was like she had to know how to make chicken breasts for her type of person. So I feel like that's awesome enough. That's all I need.
All right, if we were coming over for dinner and Chef Tuitt is in charge, what are we having for each course?
Well, if y'all coming over, I mean, I get a chance to cook big, finally, you know, because when I'm just me, I make enough food for seven people, and it's just, you know, me, my fiance, and my son. So she always looks at me like, I can't finish this, and I'm like, oh, I'm mad. So it's perfect. So if y'all guys came, I'll just, oh, man, I don't even know. But I'll probably ask you guys what y'all want. Most likely, I'm making ribs at the end of the day. And I'll probably just keep it at ribs and make a cornbread that I like with it and some beans and just keep it as simple as that. Just make you guys taste my ribs.
Okay, sounds good. Let us know when we can come over.
Okay.
All right. Finally, if you had to pick one, what is the best meal that you've ever made?
Oh, man. So this is going to be a funny story. So I actually, like, was in the pantry and we did this whole, like, not going to the grocery store for a whole month to, like, actually clean out our pantry. Because every time I go to the grocery store, I buy the same things again. So it's like, no, we're not going to go to the grocery store for a month. We're going to use everything in our pantry. So I was like, we got towards the end. It's like, what should I make? We had chicken breasts and that was left. And we had just a bunch of spices and sauces. And I'm like, I made this sauce and it looked like throw up. It was horrible. It was not the most pretty sight thing ever, but it tasted so good. It was like really good. And I could never figure out how to make it again because it was a throw together. But I really wish I knew how to make it again because it was so good. I just figured out how to make it look like presentable and nice to eat, but it was so good.
All right.
She had to be there. Sorry.
You're making me hungry. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, some questions from the fans.
He wants to throw it. Throws it for the end. Antonio Brown and his Mutant Tech got ahead. A 23-yard strike, and it was a bullet.
Welcome back, everyone, to When the Pads Come Off. Stefan, we have a few questions from fans, if you're okay with that. We'll
of
get
course.
To them. All right. Weave75 wants to know, what was your favorite home-cooked meal growing up?
Oxtails. My family from the islands, so we ate a lot of oxtails. And the gravy from the oxtails with rice and peas, that was my favorite dish.
Hmm. All right, Gravy D says, what is your favorite local restaurant in Pittsburgh and your favorite food that you get there?
I'm a big taco fan right now. I'm just getting the, I don't know, I got like the meat with the churro. Is it a chorizo? Chorizo. I think that's what it's called. It got like a sunny side egg with like ground beef and stuff inside of it.
That's not my forte.
Well, I could clean like 12 of those. Yeah, but that's kind of the place right now.
Okay. Mm. All right. Carlos says, what is your specialty dish, the one that you fix to impress guests?
I think if I'm really trying to impress somebody, that's my fiance's mom. So I'm definitely trying to go all out and make things that's like keep her on my good side. So I definitely just say, like, she loved the ribs. I'm telling you, just everything. Every time they come to town, it's just ribs. Everybody just, when they taste my ribs, that's all they like. So I always try to introduce my ribs to people as much as I can. You know, if you kind of go in my freezer, that's all I got in there, ribs.
You're always stocked.
Always stocked.
All right, Stephon, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time on When the Pads Come Off. When the Pads Come Off is an exclusive video series delivered to Steelers Nation Unite members. For access to exclusive content like this and to see more episodes of When the Pads Come Off, join the official home of Steelers Nation today at SteelersNationUnite.com.